Hello, and welcome to a podcast conversation with New York Times bestselling author Beverly Lewis, where you'll hear about her new novel, The Fiddler, why she chose to return to a familiar setting for this series, and what we can expect from her next. Beverly, I understand you recently reached the number 2 spot on the New York Times bestseller list, your highest position ever. How do you feel about your growing popularity?
Well, I am continually amazed, that's for sure, and truly grateful for God's hand of blessing on my writing and for the opportunity to continue to share His love through story. So many thousands of readers have written recently to say my books speak directly to them, that they believe my intimate writing style is for their hearts and eyes alone, like an open letter from a best friend. I also think the interest in Amish tradition has taken on a life of its own due to general longing for simplicity and peace and a less hectic lifestyle as well. Many people have enumerated the various aspects of the Amish culture that very much intrigues them. One of the things I think is the care of their elderly and their ailing family members. It seems to be a real trigger, and also the great sense of belonging in the family.
And now, in essence, at the height of your career, you're returning to the place that started it all, Hickory Hollow, the setting of your first Amish series, Heritage of Lancaster County. What inspired that decision?
Well, I've been thinking a long, long time about this series, and of course, with the long-time popularity of my fictional setting of Hickory Hollow and the reader nostalgia that seems to surround it as well, there's been enormous interest in the musicals and the recent Hallmark movie set there, The Shunning. I decided to return to this idyllic setting situated in the heart of Lancaster County Amish country and very, very close to where I grew up as well. Hickory Hollow is as real a place to me, believe me, as it is to my readers, many of whom have written to say how much they adore the characters from that original Heritage of Lancaster County series, which launched back in 1997. And I took a poll recently on my Facebook fan page and discovered, interestingly enough, that readers were just hankering to get back to this beloved setting, a confirmation of my own thinking. Although this new series offers peeks into the lives of some of the most memorable characters from The Shunning and its sequels, the characters in my new book coming out April the 10th this year, The Fiddler, are brand new, with compelling stories of their own. There are also some cameos of some much-beloved characters, thanks to pleas from my readers, of course.
Fans have been ecstatic about the film and stage adaptations of your books. How do you respond to seeing your stories presented in a different medium? Are more adaptations currently in the works?
Well, due to nearly a lifetime of involvement in the arts, I'm excited to watch this expansion of my stories to movies and the stage. I love seeing my stories fleshed out in live theater. I think my husband and I have been now to see the Confession musical 4 or 5 times, and we just enjoy it so much. There's such great music involved as well, and Gloria Gaither recently said that it was Broadway worthy, so that was kind of fun. And also working with Michael Landon Jr., as well as Brian Bird, a co-producer of Beverly Lewis's The Shunning movie, which is a Hallmark movie, has been a remarkable and inspirational journey for me, to say the least. In fact, the sequel to The Shunning movie, The Confession, is being filmed as we speak in North Carolina. This will be a continuation of Katie Lapp's saga as found in my Heritage of Lancaster County series.
What can you tell us about your new story collection, Home to Hickory Hollow? How does it compare to your previous stories?
Well, this series of books will not be the continuing saga like all of my other 7 series have been, but rather related standalones that can be read in any order. I'm excited about this approach, and I wanted to write a series where readers can pick up a book of their choosing and know that they'll have a satisfying and complete story when they're finished with that particular read. And for readers who've been pleading for a chance to have less of a commitment with a long-running series, this will be a real nice appeal for them as well. I've been actually writing the first book in the series, The Fiddler, in my head for several decades. It's a delightful union of 2 of my passions, music and Amish tradition. and it was a dream come true to create it. Also, the juxtaposition of an Amish love interest with an English girl is very appealing to me, and I think my readers will love it as well. I hope they'll be able to discover through this story to Fiddler the importance of finding one's purpose in life, as well as using one's talents and gifts to make a real difference in this world, to bless others. My readers can look on YouTube for the terrific book trailer my publisher created for The Fiddler. I think you'll love it.
The Fiddler sounds like a wonderful story. What can readers expect from you next?
I'm currently editing my next Amish novel, which is titled The Bridesmaid, the second standalone in my new series, Home to Hickory Hollow, and it'll be appearing on shelves September 11th, 2012.
Wonderful. We'll be looking forward to that. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us today, Beverly. God's blessings to you.
And to you as well. Thank you so much.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning into our conversation today. The Fiddler will be available April 10 wherever books are sold.